Well, hello. It's been a while. I have been gone for quite some time. I had to take an unscheduled hiatus from my podcast due to, you know, my last computer dying on me. But, you know, in hindsight, I do believe that may have been the best possible thing. Because a lot of things has happened since that day that my computer went down. And, you know, if I was around and had the means to do a podcast, I probably would have got myself into a lot of trouble because I would have spoke with passion and rightful anger over a lot of things that have happened. So now I've had a chance. I've had a chance to sit back and realize all of the things that have happened for a reason. And I've realized that, luckily for me, I've been able to compose myself and get all of my thoughts together. And in doing so, I've realized that I have a voice that really needs to be out there and telling people the truth. There's a lot of hard truths that a lot of people, for whatever reason, just don't want to hear. But guess what? That ends now. I've sat on the sidelines for quite some time, and it's time for me to get back into the game. So for my first episode, I am going to talk about influencers and their role in a lot of issues that are in the comic community as we speak right now. First and foremost, I don't like the term influencer. It does work for some of these people because that they follow that let me influence someone to buy my book kind of thing. I prefer for people like me, comic advisors. And there are many times where I've said you should pick up this book or that book for many reasons. Most times, though, when I tell someone to get a book, I'm not selling them because I'm hoarding mine because I'm waiting for what I am telling them to go get the book for, the big spike that's on the way. Others choose to use their platform to hype up specific books for themselves. And, you know, I can't say what I'm going to say without first alluding to the fact that I am not a hypocrite. I sell comic books. Of course, the more money I make selling comic books, the better. That is what the whole goal is. It's about making money, you know, so you can keep doing everything. I've made quite a bit of money selling comic books. I won't deny that. But there's a difference between selling comic books and bleeding the community dry. Unfortunately, there are some members of this community and some members of the sellers community on different platforms, whether it's, you know, YouTube, Facebook, Drip, whatnot. And, you know, there's always going to be bad apples. But the difference between allowing a bad apple to have carte blanche control and do whatever the hell they want to do and not do a damn thing about it, that's when the problems come in. That's when someone's using their platform and it's hurting the community. Anyone who's in the comic community knows of the issues that have happened recently, last year at C2E2, and you know, most of the conventions, really, influencers just cutting in front of lines and, you know, just buying up great masses of books to go run and sell them for 3, 4, 5 times the price. That's not how it should be. And honestly, it comes from a weird place of greed. And, you know, if they can sleep at night, more power to them. You know, I'm not faulting them for taking advantage of the system that has been put in front of them. That, I mean, it's not hard to see how easily you can just go, huh, if I do this, I'm gonna make a lot of money. Why wouldn't I do that? I don't have anything personally against anyone who does any of the things I'm going to talk about in this video, because the real problem is the community allowing it to happen. So that's who I want to talk to. I want to talk to you, the people who are buying comic books, the people who are in this community. You're the ones that I'm trying to talk to right now. When you look at something and it continues to happen, you know, it's, you know, that whole saying that if you do something again and again and again and expect a different result, that's the definition of insanity. So why wouldn't these people take advantage of you time and time again when you obviously will let them? You're the ones that keep coming back. You're the ones that have bought into this whole spiel that what they say and what they tell you to get and what they're selling is the best, no matter what. Well, I'm here to tell you that you have all the power. I say time and time again in all of my live streams, without the community, there is absolutely nothing a seller can do. Without a group of people who buy their stuff and who trust their word, they're nothing. So eventually, I'm hoping that through my words and other people's words, that you start to realize that there are better ways to get comic books. You don't have to listen to a set group of people. Do your own research. There are plenty of ways to find out the truth about books. You know, you can go on, you know, on Key Collectors, which I honestly think is a little biased, but that's not neither here nor there. You can go on Fandom or League of Comic Geeks. You can go on Cover Price. There's a lot of different websites and ways to find out information about the books you're buying, and it's not too hard to find. And the way it works now is, some people will say, this is the book, and they say it repeatedly, and then the book dies. And we're talking about spec books, and we're talking about overpriced exclusives and things like that. There has to be a stopping point. There, at some point, something's going to give. Either the people who are doing this and hurting the community are going to give and start acting like they should with the platform that they have, or the community is going to crumble under the weight of all those so-called spec books and so-called rare exclusives. Something will give. And I'm hoping that it's not the community, because as a member of this community, I will fight for it till my dying day. And at this point, there are so many people who are just abusing the lack of knowledge in the fan base, and it's honestly disgusting. It really is. And it's sad when there are so many people in the community that are trying to do things the right way. They're trying to get their community to understand, to learn and to grow, and they just get tossed to the side to a lot of buyers because they're not the hot crew that apparently knows everything and only their books matter. I'm speaking from experience. I've literally been on certain apps where I will sell the exact same books as the big pushed team, and my books don't sell or sell for well undercover value, and they're selling their books for $20, $30, $40 a pop, no matter what. And there should never be a time where a seller wins every single book, every book, selling for above the value. Someone's losing in that scenario, and it's the buyer. and it's the community. And when that happens, who's to blame there? Is it the seller who is hyping up a book or convincing you to pay more for a book? Honestly, no. It's the community. It's the person who wants to win these books so bad so that that person will say their name. Oh, great grab, John. You picked it up. That was a six steal. Good job. I mean, I honestly don't understand. And I am going to continue to try to educate as many people as I can in the comic community regarding situations like this. I mean, it's, again, like I said, it's not too hard to find the information you're looking for. If someone's saying this book is worth $80, go on eBay. Go double check it. I mean, unless the auctions are 10 seconds, I mean, there's time to go look. And if you miss a book, you miss a book. Books will always be available. Someone's always going to be selling. So you don't have to overspend on someone's show because they're the person that you're being told to buy from. Don't buy from or don't invest in people who continuously are caught up in scandals because of this or that. Why do you turn a blind eye to people who continuously do that? I don't understand it. And then they come on and start talking about how they're being attacked and they're the victims. And honestly, that's a bunch of bullshit. You can't sell something that you know shouldn't be sold and then get called out and then get upset that you're being called out and then apologize and then go sell it a couple days later. Making hands over fist, books that shouldn't be sold. I have an issue to where there are certain people on a platform that are making enough money to buy iced out chains. And then there are people who are on the app who are struggling to get anyone in their shows. I saw a writer of a indie title that is blown up. I'm not going to throw their name out there because it's not their. I don't want to get them involved in any of the backlash that might come from this. But they had five people in their room. This person is a writer. Their books are hot. People are selling their books for hundreds of dollars. And yet they had no one in the room. And you can talk all about, oh, well, maybe there's too many sellers, blah, 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 blah. You can talk all about that. But when it boils down to the fact that people just don't want to be associated with these bad apples or whatever you want to call them. And yet they're still there. They're still out there with their power because the community gives it to them. Not necessarily because they've earned it. Some may have. I'm not saying anybody who is a comic book influencer or an influencer in general hasn't earned it. I'm not saying that at all. There's plenty of people who do. But there's a select group. There's a select group that I believe have been given titles that they aren't deserving to have. And that can either be by name or belt. And they just get to just do whatever they want. And people just keep flocking to them. You know, someone who will tell you that, oh, you better buy all these books or I'm not bringing out my big books. Okay. No. But then people will go, okay, I'll buy these books. Let's see what you got. Why? I don't understand. I don't. I mean, and again, I'm talking to the community. I'm not attacking any individual. I'm speaking to the buyer. I'm speaking to the comic book community. Why do you continue to give power to people who time and time again show you how they will manipulate it for their gain and hurt anyone around them? That's what I want to know. And I have a feeling that this video might get some heat, as it should. This is a divisive issue there. And I know people are going to call me a hypocrite. Well, you're selling. I sell comic books. I have my own exclusives. That's legit. You can make money doing it. I've said that many, many times. There's a lot of things I am. A hypocrite is not one of them. I've seen, like, for instance, my exclusive, okay? It's a shared exclusive with three other sellers, limited to under a 500 print run. I've seen people decide that because it's that limited, it should automatically be X amount of dollars. Our chromiums are limited to 100 and we're charging $39.99. A lot of people would say it's limited to 100. That's a $50 book, period. And then they'll convince their people that just because it's $100 limited to 100 print run, which is amazing. I mean, that's a really low print run. That's awesome. Doesn't necessarily mean it's worth tons of money. Excuse me. If books from the 70s and 80s, just because they're old, does not mean they're worth a lot of money. I've seen people selling G or like good to low grade, like 3.0 books. And because they're from 1965, they're worth $20, $30. That's not the case. It's not. There are plenty of books from the 70s, 80s, 90s, 2000s that are not worth a lot of money. And just because they're vintage does not mean that they're worth a ton of money. A lot of those books are dollar books. And there are many people who would just say, well, it's from 1975. That means it's a $20 book. Anything important happened in it? No. Any big name writers or artists? No. Then why is it $20? Well, because it's from 1975. Wrong. And like I said, there's a lot of people who will try to lead you astray. I have said many times on my shows, I would rather talk myself out of a sale because I'm too honest to tell you the defects or how it's not a key book. I would rather lose that sale and keep that book than sell it because I tricked someone into believing it's worth more than it is. There are some sellers who would absolutely not do that and be so happy. Ha ha, another sucker, got him. And honestly, again, it's not the seller's fault. It's the buyer's fault. It's the community not having the knowledge that not all books, just because they're old, are worth a lot. That's not the case. And it's sad that there are a lot of people who will use that to their advantage. They know damn well what they're selling isn't worth what they're selling it for. And again, I'm not blaming the seller because it's not the seller who buys the book. It's not the seller who gives the money. They're taking the money. So yeah, make every little profit you can until the bubble bursts again because of the actions of a few. I mean, it doesn't seem to be that hard of a conversation to have, but for some reason there are people who will get very offended by this video and feel like they're being called out directly. I would suggest that if this video makes you feel bad as a seller, maybe you should take a good long hard look in the mirror and try to figure out why it hurts so bad. Because I'm not calling anyone out. I'm not, again, I'll repeat myself over and over again to get this point in. It's not the seller's fault. It's the community. And I love this community. And I just feel like if we can get more of the community be educated and care about what they're buying and not just trying to be a part of the next big fad, I think we'd be a hell of a lot better off. And for me, I cannot sit idly by anymore. I will not let someone do some shady shit and not get called out for it. I feel like, again, like I said earlier, I feel I was very lucky, as well as some other people were very lucky, that I didn't have the ability to do content at that time, because I would have had some shit to say, and I probably would have said it from a point of anger and hate, or maybe even jealousy. Hell, maybe a little bit of jealousy, because I'm not making that money. But again, anyone who comes in any of my shows on Drip, and that's where, I mean, I don't sell on any other platform but Drip Shop Live. Shameless little plug here, God, I can't help myself. Comes into my shows, I say it time and time again, I have no problem keeping my books. I have no problem talking myself out of a sale, because I'm honest and tell you exactly what you're getting. The last thing I would ever do is let someone who buys in one of my shows go, man, that guy ripped me off. Other sellers don't feel that way, and I don't blame them for that. If that they cool with that, then shit, you do you, boo boo. Ain't nothing I'm gonna say or do that will change who you are. And that's, again, why I'm talking to the community. I'm trying to allude to the fact that there are people out here that will tell you and will help guide you along the path to getting into comics, to getting into any type of collectibles or fandom. There are some of us who will sit there and tell you anything you want to know and be honest with you, because we care. This community is amazing. And I have been in some pretty bad communities in my day. I've spoken at length, you know, on my podcast and other shows. I was in a Star Wars fandom on Facebook many years ago and received death threats when I left. I wanted to do my own thing. I wanted to be like, talk about what I want to talk about, not what the big people at the channel wanted me to talk about. I got literal death threats. I've seen the dark side of social media firsthand. And this comic community, for the most part, and the nerd community, for the most part, on, you know, on Instagram, on TikTok, y'all are YouTube. I mean, we're some amazing people looking to help each other out any way we can. And when there are some of those people who decide that that's not enough, that they would rather step on the heads of creators and other, you know, the community as a whole for their own personal gain, guess what? I got a problem with that. And there are many who have a problem with that. And no matter what happens, I will keep doing what I'm doing and trying to inform people one show at a time. And if that doesn't work, I'm okay with that, because I did what I had to do, what I felt necessary, what I feel is almost a requirement. Because I don't know about you, but I remember there was a time not too long ago where people got picked on for liking comic books. People got picked on for liking Pokemon and Yu-Gi-Oh cards. The nerds won. Everyone is coming to us now asking, hey, can you explain this to me? Oh my God, I just started playing Pokemon. They're coming to us now. The most profitable movies of all time are all nerdy movies at this point now. Whether it be Jurassic Park, Marvel, or Star Wars, the nerds won. And with that, certain people have used that to propel themselves to this title of comic book influencer or comic book historian. All right. Having a lot of books that are really old doesn't necessarily make one a historian. Is a librarian a historian? They're surrounded by books all day, every day. I guess that's just my piece. But when you start using your platform to mislead, misinform, or just bleed it dry, there will be some of us who will come to the aid of the community. There will be some of us that will put their own neck on the line to try to help the masses. The needs of the many outweigh the needs of the few or the one. I'm not even a Star Trek fan, but that is just as true in the comic book community. And there are more of us than there are of them. These so-called bad apples are not the problem. They're not. It's, again, it's the community. It's the community letting them get away with that. It's the community still rewarding them for their actions. And again, I am an open book. You have questions. You don't want, excuse me, to be a part of that anymore. Or you want to know why or what I think about this, that, the other. I'm always available. People used to joke that I'm basically in the TVA because I'm working at all hours, day and night. Got a question? I'll answer it. I hate that it's come to this, but I won't sit by anymore for you guys. This is my first video. This is my first episode in almost 7 months. And I have to admit that this, having opening it like this, it's not what I wanted to do. But again, it's what I had to do. There are people who give everything they have to this community, whether it's making content, selling books, creating books. I mean, there's just so many things that people are doing to better the community, and they deserve your support. I'm not even asking you to support me. I don't care if you block me after I say all this because you think I'm attacking you from the community, as someone in the community. I would hope that if you do feel that way, that you would come talk to me so I can explain what I'm talking about further. And this is part of my selling mantra as well. Anything I do or say comes from a place of love and respect for what we're talking about, whether it's comic books, Star Wars, whatever. When I'm selling a book, I research it, I look into it, and if I don't already have read it, I look at it and see what's in it, and I tell everyone about the writer, the creator, why it's significant, because that matters. Because, and not to get them to pay me more money for it, so they know what they're getting. And I sell things that I love. I love comic books. Indie, Marvel, DC, you name it, I'm there. I'll give anything a shot, even crappy books. I don't pick them up again after that. But I do give almost any comic books a shot because, as my good friend Jason Douglas, who has appeared on this show many times, says, comic books are the most malleable content on the planet. And it's true. You can tell any story with them, good, bad, or indifferent. And the fact that certain books are getting pushed just because who's creating them, and not, I'm not talking about the writer or artist. And those books are taking shelf space and money from other books that might be better because they have the means to just print 200,000. They get all these pre-orders and they just sell them out, and then they just sell them to, you know, and then they order second prints when there's still first prints on the shelves. That's not how that works. A second, third, fourth print, that's because the original print run didn't meet the demand. Not just because you wanted to print more books. Again, maybe Listen, I've never printed my own book. Maybe I'm wrong there. And I'm okay with being wrong there because, honestly, I don't think I am. But if I am, someone please tell me. And I'll be glad to have a conversation about that. But as someone who, like, I'm writing my own comic book. And the painstaking process to bring my story to life through the writing and through working with the artists and all of that, me and, you know, oh, it's always been this way to some extent, but anyone like me is at a severe disadvantage. We don't have a platform pushing us. And there wasn't always that. So that, and that's another story. That's another conversation altogether, that this is the different age. We're new territory. There's never been platforms like there are now. And with that, new unwritten rules should come into play. There's more than enough money to go around. There's more than enough buyers and comic books to go around. But it seems that certain people would rather take as much as they can, screw everybody else, and go on vacation, I guess. I mean, I don't know what their goals are. I'm not one of those people, so I can't really speak on that. But at the same time, I've seen people with straight faces look people in the eye on the camera and say, I didn't know anything about it, and then do it 2 days later and laugh about it. I've seen people take a book that they know for a fact there was a cease and desist order on to not be sold, and then sell it and say, oh, I'm glad I grabbed them. Oh, well, ha ha ha. I've seen people get death threats. I've seen people starting fights at conventions. What? Who do you think you are? No one's above the rules. And it's about time that the community holds everyone accountable. I know that my words, anything I say, can and will be used against me, whether it's in the court of law or not. I am very much aware of that. I take pride in knowing that. So I mean everything I say. And I'll be happy to back up anything I say. And if I'm wrong, I have no problem admitting that as well. Not many people seem to have that. Not many people seem to take the responsibility for their actions. I do that shit to a fault. And again, this is not about me. This is not about the sellers. This is about you, the community. I'm so happy to be a part of the comic book community on Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, all of that. I'm so happy to be to all these people that I have met and spoken with over the last 2-3 years since I started this. It has been the best 3 years of my life. It's been almost 3 years. The connections, the love I have received, it's something that I cherish, truly cherish. And forgive me if I get a little choked up. I might start tearing up a little bit because it means that much to me. This community, especially, you know, in the comic book community, I remember, like I said, I went from getting death threats on Facebook and leaving all social media for years, to jumping into the comic book community. Instantly, people just, hey, I love your content. Hey, let's work together. Hey, it's honestly the best community I've ever been a part of, the comic book community. And I can't let people destroy that. And if that means I've got to run at the gates of Mordor and raise my sword and turn for the community and just run at the gates myself and hope everyone follows, I will. I mean, I'm more of a throw it into the volcano kind of guy. My precious. But this is a battle that has to be fought. I know there's a lot of people that will hear this and be like, wow, I agree, or wow, I hate him. Either way, the conversation is the greatest thing to be able to possibly find common ground. You never know how a conversation is going to end before you have it. So if you agree, disagree, whatever, please come to me. Tell me what you think. Let's have a discussion, because civil debate and true, and I mean, you can't just debate, you can't just talk for the sake of talking or respond for the sake of responding. You have to listen and you have to think. Critical thinking. I know that's a hard thing for quite a few people. It's not easy for me too, but we have to do it. We have to start talking to each other and listening to what each other has to say. There's great people on YouTube, Passpoint Comics, for instance, who always talks about buy what you love. You got people like Keep It Thorough, who's always on the front. When he sees some bullshit, he calls it. That's what you're going to start getting out of me. I'm finally back up and running. And like I said, this is the beginning. I'm going to fight this war against the corruption of the comic community alone if I have to. I don't think I will be. I'm pretty sure there's going to be quite a few people who come to my side and fight this war with me. But like I said, the good ones outweigh the bad by a lot. It's time that we all just, do what's best for the community. And that's the thing. I don't know if it's that they weren't around or they didn't care or whatever the case may be, but I remember a time when comic book industry almost died. And that's why Marvel sold off the Spider-Man properties, the X-Men properties, because they were dying. They were literally running out of money and they were going to have to shut the doors. DC actually tried to sell themselves to Marvel because they were losing so much money. That was earlier in the 80s, but the 90s, the comic industry almost died. And thankfully, it didn't. Because here we are now with the nerds at the top of the pedestal. We're the ones with the knowledge. We're the ones with the collections that everyone's coming to now. It's time we start acting less like bullies and more like a family, a community. And maybe that's just me being such a huge fan of the show Community. By the way, awesome. Thank God we're getting a movie. Hashtag 6 seasons in a Peacock movie. But we all can do more. We all can do better. And this is my pledge that I will try and do everything in my power to inform and to protect this community that I love so much. You come for that community, and we got problems.